on this episode of The Commercial Break.
You want any of these blue pills? They're Viagra. I got some. And I'm like, why the fuck would I need a Viagra? And he's like, listen, it's awesome. You take them, like, I know you're not, you know, supposed to be for old men, but you take them, you'll be fucking rock hard, dude. You'll have the best sex of your life. And I'm like, yeah, I think I'll pass. You know, I'm 20. What do I need a Viagra for? I'm rock hard right now. Power 96. This weekend, Power 96 is at the Oil Change Express. Come party with us at Oil Change Express from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. Get $10 off your oil change and come meet me, Brian Rockin' Roddy, down at Oil Express.
Rockin' Roddy. He's saying, Grandpa and Mom, help me do this.
What exactly are you doing?
I don't know. He's sitting under a waterfall in the cold.
Huckleberry, it's your Grandpa, Huck Huck Senior. From the other side, what in the fuck are you doing?
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend Kristen Joy Oatley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break, the only one you'll ever need, guaranteed, fact, news, and fiction, in 15 minutes or less, or your money back.
Said it with a smile.
And said it with a smile, says the slick, snaky-like salesman. You have a vibrator at home? No reason to dawdle. Let's just dig right in.
Let's not start with that.
Okay. I'm going to assume you do. Like, I'm sure almost every, well, not every, but I'm sure a lot of women have one. I don't have one of those. You know, you can have they affectionately refer to them as pocket pussies, but here on the commercial break, we call them pocket pudendas.
Yes.
We have a pocket pudenda, like the, I forget what they call it, but there's a real famous one, the fleshlight.
Fleshlight.
I've
heard
about
that.
A flashlight, but instead of a light on the end of it, it's got a vagina-looking thing, and apparently you, like, do the whole nine yards.
Yes.
I never tried one. Yeah. Don't know what they're like. I've seen them at the novelty shop. You don't need one. Why would you need one?
I know, right.
How did that work? I guess you could stick the other end in,
and then you'd be scissoring.
But I've seen them at the
they've got all kinds of stuff at those stores.
Sure, they got the little ones and the big ones, and
they've got everything.
They got everything you need, right? Mm-hmm. All the way up to real life, full sized animatronic dolls. Now those dolls have UI or AI in them.
Yeah, I've been
and they talk
about
back
this.
To you, and they can, like, you know, make you their
I
mouth
I read a whole
circular.
Article with this guy, I guess, who tried one, and he said it was like talking to himself, because they say whatever they want, they think you want you to say, whatever, you know.
So I thought about going over I know who you're talking about, and I thought about
did
going.
Did you read the same article?
Yeah. Hold on one second. I know his name, too. He's very famous online. Well, he's famous to some people online. He's called, I forget his, shit. I wish I had his name here. But anyway, he's a guy who has sex with all of the real dolls.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And he's very famous for this. And he puts all of it up online. Mm-hmm. Like, he has sex with the real dolls. And then he puts it online like porn. But he says it's for research, that he's having sex for research. And he's had, you know, he's very famous for this. He does all of the reviews about all of the dolls and the configurations and all this. I have watched probably 38 seconds total of his videos, and they are highly disturbing. Not that it's disturbing to watch him have sex with a real doll. It's disturbing to watch him have sex with a real doll. No
him
offense.
Specifically.
Yeah, no offense. But it's just not the guy that, you know. Okay. If it was like, you know, Brad Pitt or, you know, I don't know. Anybody else.
Okay.
I mean, it's just, it looks like me having sex with somebody. No one's paying for that, right? And the good news is he doesn't make you pay for it. It's free. It's all right there on his website. But anyway, the reason why I ask is because, you know, there's vibrators of all kinds and sizes, and they go in all different kind of holes.
Mm-hmm.
And they're for man, women, and everything else in between.
Yep.
One TikTok star recently went on her TikTok to share, she's like a social media influencer, to share that she got an anal vibrator lost in her anal cavity.
Ooh.
Went up there and it didn't come out. Yeah. Whoops.
Yeah.
She got stuck, literally. So she was playing with it, And then it went in and it wouldn't come out.
Mm.
So she tells the story. I read this. I thought this was so funny. She tells the story that, you know, she wanted to go to the hospital, but it was late at night and she just really wanted to like get some sleep before she knew she was going to have to go through a bunch of drama. So she decided just to chill out and I'll just take a nap and then I'll do it. I'll go to the hospital in the morning, go to the doctor's office in the morning.
Okay.
But the thing had new batteries in it.
Uh-oh.
And so it kept vibrating throughout the night.
No.
And so you can imagine having something stuck vibrating in your ass for hours on end. I mean, that would to me would be the worst. It'd make me sick, right? And so she went there and then the doctors tried to, you know, retrieve it by sticking tongs in there or something.
Okay.
What?
It had gone too far. It wasn't that it was just stuck and wouldn't unplug.
No, it was in there. It was all the way in her anal cavity.
Okay.
Yeah, it was gone. Like you know,
well, that's going into the colon then.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know how the body works. I don't have all the fancy terms like you do, Hoadley. I just call it the cavity. Okay. The black hole.
The black hole. Yes.
Yeah, your brown eye, whatever you want to call it. It's gone. See you later. It went up okay. And it didn't come out. So she goes to the hospital and they try and, you know, retrieve it. I don't know how they do that. Tongs, a spoon, scissors, fork.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how they do that. But they tried to retrieve it and they said, sorry, bad news. We can't retrieve it like this. We're going to have to go in via surgery.
Oh, my God.
So they had a surgery. And when she woke up from the surgery, the vibrator was sitting next to her in a bag, like in a plastic bag. They gave it back to her.
Oh,
and she said, to her surprise, it still works.
Oh, yeah.
Afterwards. Yeah, she was able to turn it on and use it, I guess. I mean, it's the most expensive vibrator you've ever bought.
Oh, my God.
But I just thought it was so funny that she would it's so funny and kind of cute that she would just go on social media and tell everybody about that.
I guess. Yeah.
I'd be so embarrassed. That's like that time we dropped my friend off at the hospital.
Yes.
We literally rolled him out of the car while he had a boner for 8 hours. Everyone is so fucking high. For those of you that don't know the story, I'll just recap real quick.
Yeah, give a recap.
We were at a friend's house. This is many, many years ago. And I was, everyone
back in
was
your heyday.
Heyday. And by heyday, I mean anything that came in front of me, I did. It was Sodom and fucking Gomorrah, right? And so we were at a friend's house and everybody was doing a lot of cocaine.
Uh-huh.
Is basically what was cocaine and smoking a lot of weed, what was going on. And my friend called me into this. He was at the party was at his apartment and he called me into his room and he said, hey, man. I got you want any of these blue pills? This is when Viagra had just come out. You want any of these blue pills? They're Viagra. I got some. And I'm like, why the fuck would I need a Viagra? And he's like, listen, it's awesome. You take them I know you're not, you know, supposed to be for old men, but you take them, you'll be fucking rock hard, dude. You'll have the best sex of your life. And I'm like, yeah, I think I'll pass. You know, I'm 20. What do I need a Viagra for? I'm rock hard right now. You and me talking's got me hard. Like, I'm hard everywhere. You know, I'm a young man. I don't need that. And he was older than me. He was like in his late 30s.
Okay.
And so it was the
old drug guy.
Yeah.
All the young chicks, dude.
I know.
All the young kids were hanging out.
I keep getting older and they stay the same age. That was that guy, right?
Okay.
And he was. But he was cool.
Right.
He was cool.
And
we
they
liked
always
him.
Are.
Yeah, he's cool.
They're just a lot older than everybody else.
But he's doling out all the narco-party
right.
favors.
Exactly.
He's the coolest guy in the room,
exactly.
right? And man, those girls, everybody loved this guy. He was just awesome. And, you know, he would go to the strip clubs and he would bring home 30 strippers and they'd all be at the house hanging out. It was a wild, wild time.
Yes.
And so as the night wore on, even though I was myself, you know, drinking and smoking or whatever, I was getting increasingly twisted.
Yeah.
I noticed that this guy, we'll call him D. D just kept on. He was less and less available in the room. I noticed that he was gone. And he had a dancer that was at the time like his fling, right? His girl.
Okay, yeah.
And she was out with us. And I just noticed he was gone. He's like, he didn't come back. He left one time. He left to go do something in his room, which was not unusual for a guy high on cocaine, right?
Right.
A guy high on cocaine goes back to his room a lot to either get away from the paranoia or do more cocaine.
Right.
Or both,
yeah.
Usually, right? He becomes increasingly solitary. He just shrinks back into the room. And I noticed, and at one point, he calls me into the room. He's like, bruh, bruh. I come back there. And he's like sitting on his bed with a towel and his pants, and he's fully dressed, but it's like a towel on his lap. And he's like, dude, I think I got a problem. We're talking like this is like 6 or 7 hours after.
He had asked you if he wanted one of those pills.
It was at the very beginning of the night. And now we're talking like 3 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, what's going on? And he's like, dude, I got a boner and it's not going away.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, well, whatever. Just like go, you know, see if, what's her name? You know, see, go get Animaris. Get yes. amorous or whatever. You know, have some sex. It'll go away. We know how shit works. Go, you know, relieve yourself.
Right.
Or find somebody to relieve yourself with if they're, you know, available and open to it. He says, I did. It just won't go away. And I'm like, oh. He goes, it's really starting to hurt. And I'm like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell you. You know, what do we do?
Yeah, what do we do?
It came to the point. There's so much back and forth.
Can you drive?
Exactly what happened. Finally, I was like, after an hour of getting increasingly concerned about what was going on, he convinced me that I needed to be concerned about his boner.
Okay.
I went out. I got one of the guys with the cars. It was like relatively sober. Guys, we got to go to the hospital. What? What's going on? Is somebody having a heart attack? Did someone die of cocaine overdose? You know?
Yeah.
Nope. We got a boner emergency. And everyone was like, a boner emergency. Now I had to let the cat out of the bag because yes. now we have to take somebody to the hospital.
Yeah.
You can't do that on the quiet.
No,
plus,
you can't.
When you're all fucked up, everything's so dramatic anyway. It's like the whole, now everybody knows. So it becomes a mission. We all get in the car. It's like five of us packed in this little Toyota, whatever. And Dean's in the back, and he's like, oh, it's hurting, guys, it's hurting. And we drive up to the hospital emergency room, and we literally push him out of the car, yeah, and we take off.
There you go.
Good luck with your boner.
And the story is still going.
Good story. Yeah, we don't know what happened to Dean. We never got him. He still has the boner.
That's one of the things on the commercial.
And it's propriism. Yeah, it's called propriism. It's a real thing, and it really does happen. Yeah, and it's dangerous because it's like a third of your blood or whatever is just hanging out. I mean, depending on how big your dick is. Some portion of your, for me, it's like, you know, 1/26th of my blood is hanging out. But regardless, it's a dangerous condition and it's painful. He was really in a lot of pain. When we finally got to the hospital, he was ready to tell whoever that he needed some relief.
Right.
And I guess, I don't know. But I have heard since, and I don't even remember what the conclusion of the story was. Listen, we saw him again. He was fine. Everything
okay,
was okay.
Good.
I don't remember what the treatment was, but I have heard that they can like inject your penis with something to like, you know, close the blood vessels and make it go away.
Wow.
And no one wants that.
No one wants that.
Yeah, the old porn stars used to inject themselves with like a Viagra-like material right in
there. I have heard that.
Jimmy
Jam.
Right there. Yeah. And that. That, my friend.
You're going hardcore like there.
Flat out nightmare. Yeah, that's hardcore.
That is hardcore.
And you're injecting yourself to get hard. I mean, I guess you do in that case. It's a performance-based
thing.
You got to perform. If you don't perform, you don't get paid. The movie doesn't get there. Everyone's wasting their time. And this is the one place, porn is the one place where there is absolutely non-parity between pay, the discrepancy between women pay and men pay is 100% in the favor of women.
Oh,
Wouldn't you fucking go figure? The women get paid like 30 times more than the guys. Guys get paid like $100 to bust a nut, and the girls get paid, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars.
Right, you're right. That is the one.
Yeah, but good for them.
Good for them.
You know, because first of all, sex work is good work.
Yes.
Right? First of all. Second of all, it's hard work.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Sorry, yes. D. It's hard work. And third of all, absolutely, no one's watching porn for the guy with the rock hard dick.
Mm.
Half the time, they don't even show his face. It's just like, you know, you know what I've read too is a trick of the trade is because no one pays attention to the penis in these, like, you know, straight porn, no one pays attention to the penis.
Uh-huh.
A lot of times, it's like two or three different penises that they're using. Yeah.
There you go.
And that's, listen.
Tricks of the trade.
Yeah. The girl's getting the shit end of that stick. So that's all I got to say. So good for her getting paid all that much money.
Yes.
That's all I have to say. Speaking of creepy cocks, I wanted to, Chrissy and I, as you are watching this, are away on a little break. So we're not doing the most, you know, you're watching this and we've recorded it a little bit ahead of time. And I thought because it's our little first summer break, that we'd give people fresh content, but that we'd do something that the people really want.
That's
we
right.
take requests, essentially. Listener requests. We're now a radio station.
Yes.
We talk like we're radio stars, and now it's...
We're on the air now. We're live.
I know. Somebody said to me, a lot of people have said to me, you're just like a radio morning show.
Yeah.
And first, I took that as a high compliment, and now I'm like, what the fuck were we thinking? We should have done this differently. Most podcasters start their podcasts like this. Hey, everybody, it's Brian and Chrissy. We're here. And,
yeah, and we're like, beep, beep, honk, honk.
Yeah, today. Yeah,
welcome. Wee. Get that morning cup of joe. Here with Brian and Chrissy.
Yeah. People are probably like, what the fuck? Meanwhile, most podcasters start off like this. Welcome to the Jan and Brian show. And today we'll be talking to Barack Obama about his presidency. And we'll be having conversations about Russia and Ukraine war. So tune in. And
there you go.
Thanks for joining us on the commercial break.
Crickets.
This episode is brought to you by something much more serious than the sponsors on the commercial break. Chrissy and I are screaming in your ear. We're sorry. That's just the way we are. Listen, it's not disingenuous. It's the way that we are. It's the way we like the show.
It's the way we've always been. Yeah, we just have a show now.
Well, go back. Yeah, it's true. We've always been loud and obnoxious. Now we just get to bother you with it. Rather than getting kicked out of a bar, right. We're here in this studio where no one can kick us out. Go back to the first couple of episodes. Mm. It is considerably more toned down.
Oh, right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, considerably more toned down. They're still funny, yeah. But it's not like...
Well, we were just getting our legs. Yeah, we had our sea legs, yeah.
We're growing into the morning zoo crew that we are now. we were growing into Bubba the Love Sponge in the morning, and here we are. Thank you very much. So I thought I'd give them what they want, take listener requests.
Okay,
one of the requests that we actually get, there's a lot of comments, a lot of reviews about it, is the Ghost Hunter Ghost Hunters and Mountain Monsters. Mountain Monsters we've covered a lot more of. We've got, we'll have
some... Oh, there's funnier.
Much funnier. Much funnier.
They're hilarious.
Yeah, the Ghost Hunters are kind of sad. The Mountain Monsters are funny. Those guys, I like. I like them. They're funny. The other guys, there's like 100,000 of them. And, you know, they're not, they can sometimes, we can make it funny, but sometimes it's just kind of a downer. It's like, you know, small children falling out of windows and twin babies dying. It's not really all that funny, if you think about it.
Murders. Yeah.
I think somebody may point that out at some point. Like, hey, what are you guys making fun of dead children for? We're not. It's not real. None of it's real. What are you talking about? So I thought I would dig deep into the archives.
Okay.
And I would pull out a Mountain Monster. So congratulations. We spun the wheel.
Is Huckleberry involved?
Huckleberry is front and center.
Huckleberry the third.
Hey, Huckleberry number seven. All right. So here we go. I'm going to turn on the old TCB full reaction shot. Will it work? Yes, it does. Woo! That means we don't have to stop the show and edit it back together.
Honk, honk. Yeah.
Oh, that's too funny. I'm gonna find one of those morning zoo crew.
Yes.
Or remember every single like disc jockey at 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock on Friday used to play the same.
So
glad we made it.
Working for the weekend.
Everybody's working for you. Made it to 4 o'clock on Friday.
Get hammered.
Let's do it. Power 96. This weekend, Power 96 is at the Oil Change Express. Come party with us at Oil Change Express from 5 a.m. to 8 a.m. Get $10 off your oil change and come meet me, Brian Rockin' Roddy, down at Oil Express.
Rockin' Roddy.
I've got koozies and free tickets to the Kiss Reunion Tour. I'm giving it away to two lucky oil change customers, and you could be it. Power 96, we power your day.
I used to sell all of that.
I know. God bless America. Don't worry. Radio is still definitely the most popular form of media, according to radio.
No. Yeah. I would say no.
We love shitting on radio, but the truth is.
Hey, we lived it.
Yeah, we lived it. We were there. So we were in there in the last dying,
the shit.
The last dying breath of radio.
Bride, you got the eager makeup, that 20 grand, right?
Yeah, you got that 20 grand, right? Yeah, no problem. No problem. You got $1.5 million, right? You could just like stream it or something. I don't know what you guys are doing over there, but sure, put it down. I'm sure to get fired at some point. Hey, commercial breakers. Best to all of you who have been leaving wonderful podcast reviews on your favorite podcast player, especially all those who are using Apple. We really appreciate it. We've been deluged by wonderful comments and reviews, and we couldn't be more grateful if you're one of those. If you're not, could you take just a few minutes and leave us a podcast review, comment, or rating on your favorite podcast player? Almost all of them have some version of rating or review. It helps us grow the show. It'll make you feel better and it'll tickle all of our pickles. Thanks so much. Hey, 661-237-8296 is where you can leave us a text message or a voicemail, and we want to hear from you. Comments, questions, concerns, or content ideas, let us know by sending us a text or leaving us a voicemail at 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo. That's 661, bestio. And go to tcbpodcast.com. You'll find all the audio and all the video right there at one location. You can now connect with us on social media at The Commercial Break on Instagram and youtube.com/The Commercial Break. Still the only place to find all of the video content and exclusives you cannot find anywhere else. We're going to take a short break to hear from our sponsors. Please use their specialized URLs and or codes if you're ever in the market for their products or services. We certainly would appreciate it. We know our sponsors would too. We'll be right back with this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude. Stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
All right, so Mountain Monsters, here we go. Let's see if we find somebody that we like. There's Huckleberry.
There he is.
There's the Huck.
It's my favorite beer.
The Huckmeister, yeah. He's
the Huckmeister.
He actually looks different, doesn't he, than the last time?
Well, he is a different one.
Yeah, he's Huckleberry number 6.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
That water?
It's wet. Yeah. I can hear it.
Driven.
Call me.
Keeps calling me.
I got to do that ritual all over again.
What ritual?
Yeah, what?
It's called a bath. It's called a bath. And I did one when I was 12. It was a nightmare, but that water's calling me.
I'm going to have to do it again.
I'm going to have to do it again for the sake of Mountain Monsters.
I got some down here. And sit on that rock under that water.
Ooh, scary.
Scary water.
Huck, it's freezing out here. It's like 35 degrees.
Is Huckleberry the resident, like,
Huckleberry?
The one that kind of goes...
It's Huckleberry the resident Huckleberry. Yes. Yes, to answer your question.
Yes, that kind of goes off and does his own thing. Because he was lost in the last one.
Huckleberry and I think the main guy, whatever his name is, Jimbo.
Yeah.
And Huckleberry are like, Jimbo leads the pack.
Right.
And Huckleberry's like the grizzled veteran.
Right, right? Okay.
But he is a little space case.
Grizzled.
Yeah, the grizzled veteran.
He looks like the grizzled veteran.
Yeah, okay. Like right now he's in some kind of trance. He's being called to the water.
Yes.
Yeah. Which we'll find out what happens. Meanwhile, all the other mountain monsters are confused.
They are.
Like, why are we taking a bath?
You guys can stand there and flap your jaws all you want, but you ain't talking me out of it. It's either that or we're going to sit here all night.
Well, when Huckleberry gets his mind set on something, either I'm
going to get naked and show you my shriveled penis in this water, or we're going to sit here all night. The choice is yours. Well, I vote we look at his wing wang. I got places to be, things to do.
It's cold.
Can we at least build a fire?
Yeah, I don't think that would hurt anything.
What exactly is the point? Why are we getting in the cold water? I don't get it. Can we at least build a fire? We're obviously jumping in the middle here. I don't understand what's going on, but it's funny right off the bat. Huckleberry wants to get naked and take a bath in a cave. It's 35 degrees, and Jimbo's big solution is, let's build a fire.
Let's build a fire at least.
I know you can't tell, but it's absolutely freezing out here. And Huck's talking about sitting underneath that waterfall. We're at least going to build a fire.
Man, he...
We're at least going to build a fire 12 to 30 yards away so as to pretend that we're saving our friend from certain death. We'll be over at the fire while he's killing himself under this waterfall. I'm not entirely sure what we're doing either, but it makes for good TV.
As hard-headed as a damn billy goat.
Huckleberry, this
oh,
is
that's right. I forget that they compare everybody to animals.
Yeah, everybody, they make a lot of anecdotes. Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Hey, guys, do I also have to look at Huckleberry's penis as the cameraman, or can I also opt out of this one?
It's going to be cold.
The last time I was down here, I damn near lost my mind.
Well, thank God things have changed.
Look at this flash.
It's a flash. It's scary.
It's scary.
It may happen to me again, but I have to go through with this. I have to have answers.
Let's go to the cave.
Last time I was here, it was on the back of an 8-ball of crystal meth and 2 bottles of Jack Daniels. I almost lost my mind. This time... I'm right. Not going to start doing crystal meth until I get to the cave. Could happen again. Stay tuned.
I don't like this a bit.
You ain't the only one, Buck.
That guy just keeps looking at his breath in the light.
Time to do this.
Uh-oh, look at his face.
He's like, another fucking episode with Huckleberry. Well, these writers are writing more and more Huckleberry and less Jimbo. Why didn't I get written into the waterfall scene? Does no one want to see me go through the waterfall? Listen, well, I started Mountain Monsters, and I don't know why Huckleberry all of a sudden's got all the great parts. This calls for keen acting. This is his big moment in the sun. Meanwhile, Huckleberry is like, I'm taking over Mountain Monsters.
Right, it's mine.
Huckleberry number 4 swept right in and took over. Also, Huckleberry's got a great head of hair.
And a beard.
And a beard.
Yeah.
I mean, a great head of hair.
He does. Monster that just
came
out.
Monster
Billy
just came
missed
out
it
nowhere.
Again, though. We don't can't exactly see what it is.
Well,
but.
What do you expect? I'm under this freezing fucking water thing, and then you guys want to throw a monster in there? Am I supposed to get Huckleberry's dick or the monster? I don't know. If I had to make a choice in the moment, I made Huckleberry's dick a choice because no one prepared me again. I never know when these monsters are coming.
I think it was a bat.
Did you hear that? Right there. What was that?
That's him. That was the devil.
Wow. They found the devil.
They found
it. No, guys, it's just me. I just got really bad gas.
Shot out of the cave.
That was the rumble of the devil.
No, that's just diarrhea. I've had it for a couple weeks. I don't know. I went to my doctor and he said, stop all the Red Bull and Taco Bell. But what he doesn't realize is you guys don't pay me enough to eat anything except for Red Bull and Taco Bell.
So we're not stopping now.
As soon as Huck was about to step underneath that water, we heard this massive roar. It shook the hills.
We'll buy you some time. Work up that way. See if you can't lay eyes on it.
He's got like a toy gun.
That is the world.
It's the devil.
It's like one of those Buzz Lightyear laser toys I bought my son at Disney World. Beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep.
Well, that's what you need to kill the devil, apparently.
Oh, my God.
That's really funny.
First of all, the gun is hilariously small that these guys have.
Go to youtube.com/point at the devil.
youtube.com/commercial break. Second of all, I want to point out.
It's really fine for like a rabbit, but to point it at the devil.
I don't even think I'd kill a rabbit. Oh, they, second of all, Jimbo says, we'll buy you time. What are you going to do? Distract the devil? Hey, Mr. Devil, over here. Hey, Satan, Prince of Darkness, King of all evil, over here. Yoo-hoo! Right. Yoo-hoo, Mr. Devil.
Come this way.
Right over yonder. Meanwhile, Matthias is like, the devil, I'm in.
Come on, Bill.
Me and Brother Willie, we need to head out.
You guys be careful.
Until we can't lay eyes on what the hell made this noise.
Huck, you sure you still want to do this?
He's still going in?
Yeah.
Wow, this is supreme acting.
Spiritual.
And supreme acting on behalf of Huckleberry before. He is committed to the part.
Mm-hmm.
This is like Daniel
Day
Lewis. Yeah, no. This is like Daniel Day Lewis and There Will Be Blood. Yes. He is really that good. The devil's right there, and he is just looking straight
ahead.
He's
laser focused.
It's like he's one with his character. Mm-hmm. He's going into that freezing cold water, and ain't no one going to stop him. Not even the Prince of Darkness, Satan himself.
Literally.
Something I got to do for myself and for this team. There's something in that rock overhang, and I'm not leaving here till we find it.
Denilot. Paris Bailey.
Denilot. Paris Bailey.
What is that? Names?
That's two of my friends who died whacking at the whacking tree. Denilot and Paris Bailey. They were so attracted to the whacking tree, they whacked themselves right off Earth. They went flying like angels into heaven with their little pee-pees hanging out, whacking at the whacking tree.
For the two.
Denilot and Paris Bailey. What the fuck is going on?
And they're showing the cave, the inside of the cave, and they're these initials.
Initials. DL.
And then
PB.
PB.
Paris Bailey. Of course, Holdy. You know, this doesn't make sense to you. But you're not following along? You don't know the lure of Denilot and Paris Bailey, the Devil Cave. Let me tell you a little story about Devil's Cave. Young man named Denilot, young lady named Paris Bailey, went in searching for answers. They fell into a waterfall, frozen waterfall, and out came the devil himself. Took them away.
I had not heard that one.
Oh, guys, I actually did that myself, and that's just me reminding myself of some groceries I gotta get later. It's diapers, Love's baby wipe, peanut butter, and jelly. But that sounds good too. If you guys want to go with that Denilot Paris Bailey thing.
He's in a trance. He seriously is committed to this acting.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's in the cold.
He's going into the water.
The cold water. man, he really.
Like me in the morning, like out of it. I'm like, I can't wait 5 seconds for the shower to warm up. I'm such a baby in the morning. I was like, Of all the things that the mountain monsters have encountered,
yes,
to be scared of, meaning Satan himself flying around some cave with Paris Lawton, Dennis Bailey, or whatever.
Yeah.
The people, the other monster hunters, or mountain monster hunters, are worried about a cold waterfall. That's what they're scared of. This makes no sense whatsoever.
The water's so cold.
He's saying, Grandpa and Mom, help me do this.
What exactly are you doing?
I don't know. He's sitting under a waterfall in the cold.
Huckleberry, it's your Grandpa, Huck Huck Senior. From the other side. What in the fuck are you doing? I died in 1910. We didn't take showers that cold. Huck, huck, get your head directly out of your ass and do something meaningful with your life. Like, go back to the moonshine farm that I built you.
Hey, guys, we're going to run out of hot water real quick. I just want to let everybody know. Okay, okay, I'm out of here. See you later.
This is awful. I'm having a hard time watching it. I don't want him to do this.
What? He's taking a cold shower. What are you guys upset about? People do this for, like, fun now. They're like the Wim Hof or the Wim Blof or whatever.
Yeah,
this is like a training exercise to most people these days. They go into those, what do they call them?
Cryogenic machines. Things,
what the fuck is that all about? This is silliness. Silliness. Why would you want to be that cold? Meanwhile, Huck Huck's doing it in his full overalls. And everybody's sitting around.
It's a camo t-shirt.
Hey, everybody's sitting around watching like he's setting himself on fire. I can't watch. It's too much. It's too much to watch the cold water. Oh! Ah!
Did that one guy go after the devil with the gun?
Yeah, they went to distract the devil with his pea shooter.
Bing, bing, pew, pew.
They got to let Huck go through this, is what it is. I don't know what he's doing.
Chris, there's some things you just got to do on your own. No man can help you. Take a cold shower.
Huck, how you doing?
Oh. Cold.
My dick is shriveled up. It's cold. It's cold. Oh, I can't take the humanity. I can't watch Huckleberry suffer like this anymore. I haven't seen anything like this since Nam in 72 Saigon. When that prostitute gave me gonorrhea and I was oozing. Oh, oh.
He's shaking.
We gotta get him out of there. Huck, we gotta get you out of there, dude. Huck.
Oh.
Come on, buddy.
Oh, my God. Shivering. We're not going to stand here and let you get cold. We just won't do it. When we signed on to be mountain monsters, we said, let no man get under 98.6 degrees. This is too much.
Yeah, they're pulling him out from the cold water.
Yeah, what's the big deal? I don't get it. Why is everybody acting so dramatic?
This water's freezing, Huck.
There's that guy with the gun. There's the devil.
Yeah.
There he is.
Oh!
It was right there.
That was bad.
Now it was back here, dude.
It had to circle back out around us. Let me radio it over and tell Buck.
The devil can do that.
Quick, turn your Red Ryder BB gun this way. We'll kill the devil with one BB.
Like a BB gun.
For those of you listening at home, now they're out in the. There's two people stuck with Huckleberry in the cave to make sure that they watch the torture that is cold water. And then two went out, one with a pea shooter, literally, a gun that is 6.5 inches long, a shotgun that is 6.5 inches long. They went out to distract the devil.
The devil.
You got a copy?
Go ahead, Willie.
Whatever that was, seemed like it circled back out around.
Well, we haven't heard nothing down here. Dude,
This is miserable. Huck's in bad shape.
Listen, why don't you guys just go ahead and circle back and come back here?
All right, hey, we're working back that way.
Run away.
This is the craziest thing I've ever seen.
I have never seen a man in cold water like this before. Call Time Magazine. Have him change Person of the Year to Huckleberry.
They need that shot right there.
I know. It's time. Just like this. Yeah, on Time Magazine, Huckleberry's wet beard with icicles growing on it. Man takes cold shower, changes world. Satan defeated. So stupid.
We gotta get him out of there.
He ain't coming up. Dude, that water's freezing.
Come on, let us get you over by the fire.
Come on, Will, let's go. Come on.
Huck, we need to get him by the fire.
Holy shit, Huck.
Holy shit,
he's cold.
Holy shit, Huck, you let him get cold. We promised each other never under 98.6 degrees. What did you do? Look at him. He's a big hot mess.
Well, guys, if I might suggest something, I got a towel. We could just dry him off. That's okay. No? All right. I'll be over here at craft services.
Grab my weapon, Willie. Huck.
You won't listen.
Huck, come on, brother. Huck, come on, man. You got to get out of there, dude. You're going to hide your stomach. Come on, brother. We get back. We run up to Huck. It looks like a popsicle with a beard.
We get it looks like a popsicle with a beard.
No, he looks like a wet man. That's what he looks like.
What are you thinking? Hands is like ice.
Here, buddy.
Holy shit, that's crazy.
Get him warm.
I think Huck's pushed this too far.
We'll be lucky if we don't wind up with pneumonia over this.
We need to get him warm as fast as
I love if they put a snuggie on him.
What are you thinking, brother?
He'll be lucky if he gets out of here with sniffles. I'm afraid he's going to get the sniffles, and we're going to have to get some wipes. I've got to bring his binky over and make sure he's okay. Someone get him his passy. This is so incredibly overdramatic.
We need to get you out of here.
Nope. We ain't done yet.
What are you talking about?
What do you
mean?
I got to go through with it until it's done.
Jeez,
we need to
convince
him,
give
this up, and get him out of here.
I'm not.
Next, I'm going to take a bite out of an ice cream cone with my teeth. Oh, it's sensitive to the cold. Oh, man.
Done.
He's hard-headed as a mule.
It's getting colder by the minute, and he ain't getting any warmer.
Hard-headed as a mule. Drink.
Yep, drink.
I gotta go back to the water.
Fuck, you can't go back in the water. It's going to kill you.
You better get to this spot. Look how you're shaking.
He's hard-headed as a mule. Ain't no talking out of it, boys.
Is that a crack pipe he's got in his hand?
I don't know. It looked like something.
Did you see like a crack pipe? Look like one of those fancy meth pipes.
All of a sudden, Huck starts working down the hill.
We gotta stop this. Huck, come on.
And he's going back towards the water. Has he lost his mind?
Hey, you don't have to do any more of this. Okay?
Huck, kiss.
Hey, Huck, we're done filming. I mean, what are you doing?
That's a wrap, guys. Where's Huckleberry going? Why does he want to get cold again? I don't get it.
You need to stop now, dude.
Hang on, he's sitting down.
Huck's walking back towards that water, and then he just sits down.
What is, man?
Free. Well, thanks, dipshit. We saw that. Yeah, I love how he narrates everything that happens as if we didn't see it. Huckleberry's walking toward the water, and then he sits down. And then they cut away for somebody who goes, Huckleberry's walking toward the water, and then he just sits down. And they yells it, Huckleberry's walking toward the water, and he just sits down. Why are we yelling?
I don't know. They all do.
You have a microphone on your lapel.
Good God, you're going to die.
What's he doing?
He's shaking bad. I noticed something. What did you notice?
I'm out of the crack. I was in this pipe.
Someone stole my weed.
Name trail. I come right down through there.
way around through here and take our turn sitting in the water.
Right.
I made this trip over and over. You see that rock right there?
Yeah.
Those leaves, none of that was there.
Leaves!
Ba-boom!
Take that rock.
Leaves.
When I was sitting in the cold water, I noticed leaves! Oh my God, this just turned crazy. There is literally leaves all over the place. There he was. I'm the newest member of the Mountain Monsters, by the way. There he was just sitting there, and he noticed leaves. What are we going to do? If there's one thing I know about Satan, it's that he loves leaves.
Leaves.
That big one right there.
It's rock right here, huh?
Yeah. They didn't have any of this stuff on?
No. Right there, Buck.
Oh.
Right in there.
What's in there?
What's in there? What's under the leaves?
There's something here.
What's there?
Yeah.
It's a rock.
It is. It's a rock.
It's more leaves.
Oh, my God. This is mind-blowing. I have never in my life ever seen anything like it. There was leaves under the leaves.
On top of the rock.
On top of the leaves.
Fuck that one. There's something.
Uncovered. Uncovered.
Wait a second. What's that?
Pebbles.
What is it?
It's a fleshlight. I know what this is. It's my fleshlight.
It's the letter F.
For fleshlight. For fucking. This is a fucking rock.
It's a fucking rock.
We got the wagon tree. We got the fucking rock. This is a fucking rock.
Oh my God, it has a big F in the rock.
You wagon the wagon tree, you fuck on the fucking rock. Everybody knows that. What are we, an idiot?
We start pulling the leaves and the rocks off of it, and you look down, there's a giant F carved right in the middle of this rock. What does this mean? F. Big F, yeah. Is that what you
Huckleberry's
remember?
Pawpaw knows.
I remember Bert and Ernie saying this is the letter F. What are they going to do?
Remember what?
On that film in the dark forest.
Film in the dark forest?
We missed that episode.
Don't you remember the last thing he said?
No.
Six steps to the west from a rock with the F.
Oh, no! Wow. Six. The devil told him in another episode.
This just in.
Six steps
from the west and the rock with the F has been found. Leading to some speculation that the world may indeed be saved by Huck Huck. Huckleberry number 4 found the fucking rock, and we might all be saved from certain satanic destruction. Let's go live now to Huckleberry. Huckleberry, what do you have to say? I found the fucking rock. 6 steps from the west. 6 steps from the west. Anything can be 6 steps from the west.
He's saying six steps from the fucking rock.
Oh,
to
six
the west.
Steps. Oh.
They're going there.
Oh, well, thank God hold these here. Thank God someone's paying attention to this stupid show. There's a narrative in this show. I had no idea.
Well, what are they going to find in the west?
Listen, Chrissy, they are unfolding a mystery.
I mean, it's like an onion.
Remember Tom Hanks in that movie where he was a priest and he fell through the roof of the Louvre? What was that movie?
Oh,
Angels and Devils, yeah. Demons and Devils?
Angels and Demons.
Yeah, remember that movie?
Mm-hmm.
This is just as important.
It is.
Only this is real life.
Yeah.
This isn't pretend, Hody.
I know.
There's real lives at stake here. Oh, it's over.
A cliffhanger.
Steps to the west from the rock with the F.
I remember now.
I remember now.
That's why we're supposed to come back here.
Ah, the old cliffhanger.
Oh, the old cliffhanger. They found the fucking rock, and now they gotta go six steps from the west. What are they gonna do? What is the conclusion? What are we gonna find? Maybe.
The
kissing rock.
You start at the kissing rock. Yeah. And you go to the fucking rock.
And there, it could be the tonguing rock.
Yeah.
The fingering rock.
Yeah.
It could be the fingering rock. We haven't found out yet. We gotta go six steps to the west.
It'll be like in a baseball field. First base.
Yes. First base, second base. By the way, where did Satan go?
He got away.
Yeah. Satan's guarding all his secrets. He's not doing a very good job, is he? Six guys with beards and overalls and a pea shooter found a fucking rock. Oh, man, I love it. I love Mountain Monster.
They're so,
so
good.
So much fun.
They're so good.
Yes, it is. Okay, maybe if you're lucky, we will round out this week by showing you the conclusion of the fucking rock. I will find it. And we will find out what's behind the fucking rock.
Yes. It's to the west.
Oh, man, so good. Hey, guys, we want to thank everybody who's been leaving us wonderful, kind comments and reviews on the podcast players. So cool, man. So cool to wake up in the morning and catch a few new reviews. Yes. And most of them, 90% of them
are good.
Super great. And
clever, funny.
Clever, funny. And I think a few of the ones that aren't so great do give us some constructive feedback. So if you have comments, questions, or concerns, you can always send them directly to us, 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Yo, 661 best to yo. Go ahead and leave us a message on a voicemail or send us a text message. And if you have any content ideas, shoot them over to us. We'd love to hear them. Send a link to your favorite video or oddity that you want Chrissy and I to review. And who knows, maybe it'll come up in a future episode and you certainly will get credit for it. And if you want to be on the commercial break, if you have a story that's good enough to tell on this stupid fucking podcast, like the fucking rock, let us know. Yeah. And maybe you'll come on the commercial break. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you find all the audio, all the video, and you can connect with us on social media at the commercial break and YouTube.com/the commercial break. That's where you can find all of the video, including exclusive content. And go to Spotify, The Commercial Break Live, search for it. That's where you'll find our most recent full episodes on video.
Woo!
All right, well, I guess that's all we can do today, Chrissy.
I think that's all.
So what I will tell you is that I do love you.
I love you.
And we love you out there in the podcast universe. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. There's only one thing left to do. Chrissy and I always say, we must say, and we do say,
bye! Bye.